I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Shaletta in the house? Of course not. She's in her house. I mean, she used to come down here. She used to like coming down here. Can we go a lighthearted first segment? And then I want to get your opinion on what's taking place and what has taken place and where we go from here.
Yes. Well, I was going to come in, but I came back home to get one of my Emmys to give to you.
Thank you. That's what
I don't know if you have one.
I don't.
But I wanted to give you mine.
I don't. And this is similar to the opposition leader from Venezuela. Because the president has not, you know, kind of said, you should be in charge. And clearly the president is still bitter about not winning the Nobel Peace Prize. So she's basically going to do whatever she has to do to say, I did nothing. You 1,000% deserve this. I deserve nothing. So I would like not one of your Emmys. I would like all of your Emmys. And I would also like, I would like two of the children, too. So I'd like all the Emmys. And I love
the children and a pan of Sean's banana pudding.
Oh, I want that permanently. I want that monthly. I don't want to weigh 500 pounds. I would.
You better get that shot.
Well, I did get sick and I did lose 10 pounds. Not exactly.
You got the crud?
Did you get the crud?
That whatever's going around? Oh, my God. I don't know. Do you remember before COVID had a name, people were getting really sick? Like, they were like, oh, my God, I don't know what's wrong. I've never had a cold this long. I've had a sore throat for the past 2 weeks. I've had this cold. I've been through 3 rounds of antibiotics. I've got fluid in my lungs. I don't know what's happening. I've got double pneumonia. Like, there was no name on it. And then later it became COVID. I think we are in a situation now, Chad, where there's something going around. And they're going to have to put a name on this because it reminds me of the very beginning of COVID.
Yeah, it does. I mean, a lot of people are talking about influenza, and I think that's what I had. In fact, before I came back here, I tested myself to make sure I was negative for influenza. It's just no fun. I mean, when you're coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing, and the chest hurts, and you got a temperature, and also at the end, when you get the bonus, when it's working its way out of the system, and it works kind of down to the gastro area without being too specific about that.
Yes, that's fun.
It shares.
Now, I had it from the middle school. Middle school germs are bullies. They beat you in the head and they talk about you behind your back after they're done. And so it came to me from middle school, and I think that's a different strain. Yeah, the middle school strain is devastating.
Among the items Josh Wheeler found today was folks who are dating tied to chores, okay, where, you know, they need.
Did we not already talk about this? Yeah. I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah, like they go grocery shopping together. They go get the passport together. They give their kids their ID so they're not pulled out of school by ICE. We'll get to that topic in a little bit. Is this your pathway back to the dating scene, or is it possible? Because I've not talked about you and dating for maybe a month or so.
You've been. I know you're sick. You haven't been asking me about my dating life.
Yeah. So, is there something going on with your dating life?
No, there's nothing going on with my dating life. January is very dry right now. I don't have any liquor in the house, and I don't have any loving going on. But you know what? I was talking to some of my friends from Big Brother, Big Sister. You know, because everybody's trying to find ways to give back, to help the community. We've got all these New Year's resolutions. And I'm like, you know, there's a lot of kids and Big Brother, Big Sister, especially young black men, and a lot of kids on the autism spectrum who are looking for matches.
Yeah.
And so what I found out is they have couple matches. Like, you and your spouse can be a mentor. So you don't have to have just like the guy doing it or the girl doing it or whatever. You can do it as a couple. So I like doing things as a couple. When I was married, Sean and I would mentor. We were at Project Pride for Living, doing some after school stuff with the kids. And, you know, it was fun. We enjoyed it. It gives us a shared sense of purpose. Plus, if I'm going out here in these streets helping people, you don't get to stay at home. We're going to do this thing together.
Yeah. Well, that's why you need a new guy. Right? Because Sean has escaped.
He has.
His confinement.
Off his leg and
gone. Exactly. He doesn't have one leg anymore, but he feels like he's... Now, can I ask you this? Is Sean dating anyone right now?
Well, you know, I'm going to just say this. He has new clothes.
Mm.
He smells a little different, and he's lost a few pounds.
Mm.
Now, if I had keys to his place, I'd go check to see if he had new underwear. Now, that would be the telltale sign. Anytime a man gets new underwear, somebody's seeing him. And he for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, Chad, he did not give me the emergency key to his apartment. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why he didn't do that.
Maybe the most brilliant decision since whatever created this existence we're living in. Okay, I think we stumbled into a good topic here. 651-461-9226. If you have a breakup, it could be boyfriend, girlfriend, it could be husband, wife, how do you know they're back out there dating? Now, Shaletta is suggesting the key is new underwear. Now,
new underwear is always
it. Yeah, okay. But the problem is sometimes you can't inspect the new underwear, right? You may have access, you know. Like, you don't anymore, thank God for Sean.
Mm-mm.
You know,
mm-mm.
I think the new clothes is a very, very, very strong hint. Don't you?
And a new clothes and a new fragrance. You know, why are you coming in here smelling different? I thought he had company come and pick up the kids. I'm like, who here? He was like, it's just me. I was like, no, because that's not how you smell. You smell different. That cologne is not the cologne you've been wearing for the past 28, 29 years, however long I've been knowing you. So all of a sudden, is that a Christmas gift from somebody? See, I'm going down the rabbit hole. I'm going all the way down.
Although,
going all the way down that rabbit hole.
He could say, or any other guy could say, hey, this brought you into my spider's web, this fragrance, this scent that I have. Why should I mix it up? It worked with you. I'm going to stay with it when I'm back out there single and ready to mingle.
Then we probably, it's going to be some furniture moving, but that's just me.
Okay, so some texter right away goes, they have a smile on their face. Yes, there is happiness.
Yes, they're happy. And it's so funny because for Christmas, you know, I was in Houston and Sean was here.
Yeah.
And when I called him, he sounds so relaxed and so peaceful. And I said, hey, you sound relaxed and peaceful. That's not the man I know. What are you so jolly about? What are you so happy about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that, and so I'm with that texter when they're at peace and they're happy. That's how you know something. You ain't been happy and peaceful for 29 years. What the hell is going on over here?
This is our friend Shaletta. The weight thing is such a dead giveaway, too. You know, and all of a sudden, wow, you're going to the health club. Wow, right. you're going for a run. You're running now. You haven't run in about 15 years, and there's just a little different bounce in your step. So if Josh and I see you, not as often as we used to, but if something happens the next couple months and you're having a little fun, okay, how will we see that on you?
I'm going to be nice to you.
Oh, okay, that's unlikely.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, if it gets that good, I'll be nice. It's been a while. If it gets, it's pent up, it's frustration. If I get it out of me, I'm going to be nice. And if I come in and I'm nice to you and you see that and recognize that, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm just dating somebody.
Is there anybody right now you have in your sights?
Well, there was this one guy that I had a crush on, and I didn't know that I, because I've been out of it, the scene for so long, I'm not sure what the protocol is, but I went right up to him and I said, you know what, I had a dream about you, and the Lord would not be pleased with what I was dreaming, and I think I scared him. Would that scare you off? I thought that was sexy. No?
Depends on if I'm interested. If I'm interested in you, I'd like to hear that, actually.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think it scared him. And so I was like, well, let's go to lunch. And he was like, oh, okay. And then I think he Minnesota ghosted me because I texted him about 11 times. And then he responded like weeks later and said, hey, let's get that lunch on the books. And then I texted him 11 more times. And then I haven't heard back from him. So I don't know why he would say, let's get the lunch on the books, and then I never hear from him again. And he's a little bit younger.
Oh, how much younger?
Like, maybe like 10 years or so.
Okay.
Like, look, he's so much younger, I know his parents.
Okay, that can have tentacles. Okay, so since we're talking about age, let's have this conversation. So around New Year's Eve, there was video of Tom Brady with well-known podcaster and influencer Alex Earl. Okay, they're at some club and they're rubbing each other's backs.
Yes.
These are two very good-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a divide, including part of the divide is Brady's 50, she's 27. And there were some... Okay, there were some, this is outrageous... utterly ridiculous. Others are like, it's their life. Others are like, if you were 50 and vice versa. Others were, well, there's a double standard with women and younger men. Where does Shaletta stand on a 50-year-old dating a 27-year-old?
That's a little too much now. I don't think his cholesterol and his blood pressure can handle that. You know, at a certain point in the evening, his body's going to start shutting down. I don't care what kind of physical shape he's in, his organs are still 50. And so there's some things that we did at 27 that we cannot do at 50. And so I don't think he has the cholesterol for a 27-year-old girl. I think that that is, young lady, I'm sorry, I think that is going to shorten his life expectancy. And I think he needs to, it's like if you're driving a Ford Festiva, you don't need to be in the fast lane. Okay, you need to be in the right lane, right near the exits. Don't go over that to the fast lane. The fast lane's for the Porsches and the muscle cars and all that kind of stuff. Don't put your Ford Festiva in the fast lane. You need to be as close to the shoulder as possible because you are, again, in a Ford. He is in the Ford Festiva. She is the muscle car. He don't have no business over there in that fast lane because his body, his blood pressure can't handle that. Mm-mm.
Okay, what is Shaletta's...
She's eating charcoal ice cream. He don't know nothing about charcoal. She's doing all this young people stuff. He doesn't know anything about
He hasn't exactly let himself go now. I mean, it's not like...
No, he looks good. But what I'm saying again is his organs are still 50.
Yeah. What is the age difference cutoff for Shaletta?
5 years at the most.
Okay. You do realize I may have had a long relationship with someone who was... just let's say a little bit 5 years younger than me.
little bit. Yeah. What are we doing? Is this the new math?
Yeah. We're doing some math on that
the
one.
New math where you don't carry the one anymore?
Yeah.
The
age was not the issue, and actually we're still very good friends. Okay, here's what I want you to do.
For me, though, it's maturity.
Yeah,
certain stuff you know, when you between 50 and 60, like it's not a lot of stuff that I could talk to a 30-year-old about that's going to make sense to them. And so I need somebody who's lived a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's it. So I don't go crazy.
See, my point is, if you find enough alike, unless the age thing is just completely absurd, I couldn't.
27 and 50.
If they can find enough in common, I don't care. I honestly don't care. Now, I think in a lot of cases, 15, 27, it's too much. But there are other people, it's not an issue. Okay, let's get to the big story, because I want to just have a little break from it, because it's pretty much all I've talked about constantly on and off air. I want you to do me a favor. Either briefly go back on Twitter and go and see what I retweeted, or go to Alpha News, or anywhere where they now, the CNN is showing it right now, one of the ICE agents' cell phone has captured a part of the confrontation. It's not the individual, it's not Jonathan Ross who fired the shot, but it's another officer. You see Renee Good's wife, you see her, you see the backing up, and you see the shooting. It's one of the big talkers of the day over the last hour and a half. I want you to look at that, and then we're all going to jump into that topic and other parts, because I want to hear what you have to say. Back with Shalette in moments. Put her on hold, Josh. It'd be great. 651-461-9226.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Right back with Shaletta Feisty Friday with Shaletta. Okay, let's start, first of all, in the broadest sense. As you've taken in the events of just a few days ago, where ICE again in South Minneapolis, and what took place between 33rd and 34th on Portland with Renee Good. She is with her wife. We now see from this new video, the wife is out. She is engaged in not very friendly content whatsoever with the ICE officer. We don't change our license plates every day. I'm mocking them. On the other side, you can see the officer approaching Renee Good as she's driving. He says, get out of the car. Get out of the effing car. She backs up the car. She's clearly turned the wheels to the right. The perspective that now Ross has, as he, against policy, is moving in front of the vehicle. And again, against policy, shoots at a moving vehicle, not just a shot from the front, And again, I know it happens very fast, but two shots from the open window on the driver's side, when you take this all in, including the new video from one of the ICE agents, I'll give you plenty of room. What do you want to say?
I need to say that as a mother, my heart is bleeding for her three children. They have lost their mom. They already lost their dad. And so I just feel so badly for those children. And I'm so grateful that Minnesotans have stepped up and raised $1.5 million for the GoFundMe that I pray is used to help these children heal in any way that they can. She did not deserve to die. That woman should still be alive raising her children. But I need to say something, Chad. And you and I have had before and will continue to have prayerfully an open conversation about race in this country.
Correct.
And today is going to be one of those days. And I need to say this as a public service announcement to white women. If you are a white woman, I need you to listen to me and listen to me good. For hundreds of years, you have had a protected privilege in this country. You have been able to use your whiteness. You have been able to talk to police in any kind of way you wanted to. You have been able to tear up tickets and cuss and throw snowballs and demand justice and speak your truth. You have been able to ask for badge numbers, and they, law enforcement, ICE, whoever, respected you in a way that they do not give to any other group of people. That day ended. It's over. I need white women to understand that these men have guns and their trigger fingers are itchy. And you cannot talk to these law enforcement officers any way you want to, because they will treat you like they have been treating black people for years. When they say stop or I'll shoot, they mean it. If they say get out of the car, get out of the damn car. If they say sit down, squat. If they say hush, shut the hell up. White women in this town, please, if you don't have a black girlfriend, call me. But call your black girlfriend, because see, you didn't get this talk when you were a teenager like we did that taught us how to engage with law enforcement. Police are not your friends. They're there to do a job. Get away from these men. Stop talking to them like they're not holding automatic weapons and like they won't shoot you, because as we can see, they will. This is new for white women. They haven't had to deal with this before. And so I need them to understand that it just got real. And the privilege that they had before this week is gone.
There's a lot of what you said to analyze. There's a lot to kind of reset this again, too. As I watch this video, let's be honest, a number of the ICE officers have, I'm sure, comported themselves professionally and appropriately. We've also witnessed dozens and dozens of videos of bullying, of obnoxious behavior, of going beyond where we would expect other police officers to handle it. Okay? So I don't know what the ratio is, and I don't doubt that many of these folks are very good, but there's been some where it's too far, too entitled, we can do whatever we want. There are some individuals who protest, do it in a way where they're absolutely with every fiber in their body, making their point and doing it without saying, I'm going to just step out in their way and stop them from doing their job. I have no problem with protesters showing up, but when you're firing things at the ICE officers, even if you disagree with what they're doing, if you're breaking property, if you're swearing at them, right next to them, I'm not with that in any way. On this video again, Renee Good, who should be alive, I'm very sorry, like you. I wish she was alive. Hold on, she'll let it just text me. Okay, I will, for sure. She's kind of looking at them with a smirk. her wife is, we're not going to change places, kind of belittling them, okay? A lot of people feel like they can say that to any officer and get away with it. They shouldn't do it. Even, you can be passionate in your views, but if you're right up in their face, you shouldn't be shot. Let me be crystal clear. No one should interpret this in any other way. You shouldn't be shot.
But there is some rules of engagement.
Let me just finish. Just give me one more minute, and I will give you three, 4 more minutes, I promise. When they then say, get out of the vehicle, get out of the bleeping vehicle, and you're so right. The DHS, the protocol is clear about not shooting a moving vehicle outside of extraordinary circumstance. The protocol is to not get in front of the car. This person was dragged. That had to be a part of it. And my last point is, it is indefensible, in my view, that the BCA will not be a part of this also. I understand that people may not agree, and they clearly don't, with Moriarty and Ellison and certain decisions. Let's also not forget how the president just directs Pam Bondi to jump how high, and she does, and Trump, Vance, and Noam have already prejudged the case. Case closed, and he runs the DOJ. The floor is yours.
And they're never going to admit if they did anything wrong. Can you imagine Bondi or Trump saying, you know what, we were wrong. This was wrong. We've investigated, and what we said initially was incorrect or in error. That is
zero
never going
chance
to
of that happening. Zero.
That is never going to happen. This will never be a fair and impartial investigation because of the people in leadership in Washington and the secretaries of whatever are not going to go against the president, and they're not going to make his agenda look flawed. So an impartial investigation will never happen with this group, and they will never admit that they did something wrong. And, you know, we've got to understand how to engage these people. You know what I said the other day, Chad? If we stop showing up for the circus, the clowns will go home. They are looking and hoping that we show up, that we get out there, that we engage them so they can say, see, look, rioters. See, look, domestic terrorists. What would it be like if we just didn't show up? If they just went and did what it was that they sent 2,100 people to our town to do? You know, if you're looking for something to do and you're looking for a way to make a difference, go down to the Brian Coyle Center and donate some items and then take them to the homes of the Somali families who are afraid to leave. Go down to El Burrito Mercado and help them donate baskets of food to elders in the community who are afraid to leave. Make a donation. Volunteer. But get out of these officers' faces. They are carrying these automatic weapons and white women. You are no longer a protected class. They will shoot you. Get with your black friend and learn how to engage police. Whatever you see us not doing, you don't do.
Thank you, Shaletta. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
All right, love you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.